escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. If you missed out on our live and collective soul giveaway, we'll be doing that all week long right now. Time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Appreciate you, Kevin. I got this from our friend Alec Medford moments ago. Oh. Very excited for them regarding this. Broncos and Courtland Sutton have made significant progress in recent days on a contract extension. And a belief is a deal should get done sooner than later. Evidently, he hasn't been participating in team series.
Okay.
In practice to, save his body and stuff.
By the way, significant progress as well. Deion Sanders looks like he is cancer-free after removing his bladder. They had found a mass in his bladder, and hopefully he remains cancer-free. Obviously, that's a bitch of a disease.
Yeah, terrifying, man. Terrifying for sure. Kevin,
tell me,
do you think that MLB is headed for a lockout?
Yes, I do.
Have you heard of your favorite player, Bryce Harper?
Okay, I only saw a tiny part of this story. Please tell me what happened.
I'm going to give you the tiny part of this story.
Okay.
Quiet for a majority of the meeting, Harper, sitting in a chair holding a bat, eventually grew frustrated and said if MLB were to propose a cap and hold firm to it, players, quote, are not scared to lose 162 games. Harper stood up, walked toward the middle of the room, faced up to Manfred, and said, if you want to speak about that, you can get the F out of our clubhouse. Manfred, sources said, responded that he was not going to get the F out of here, saying it was important to talk about threats to MLB's business and ways to grow the game. Now, I want to stop right there because Bryce Harper is sitting there listening to the commissioner of the league tell him, look, we're going to do this. Y'all better prepare for it instead of get ready to fight. He's saying, y'all just need to get ready for it. And Bryce Harper's like, no, that's not what we want. And that's not what we're going to fight for. We're going to fight against it.
And their union is incredibly strong.
And you're in here trying to scare us into it.
Don't you? Coach is ready right here on 105.3 The Fan.
There we go. Good. Just making sure.
Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News. How does losing Rob Jones for about 2-3 months affect the depth of your offensive line?
Well, first of all, you hurt for Rob. I mean, he's having a great camp and terrific young man, and so you hurt for him first. But at the end of the day, he's going to do everything, and be very diligent through the process to get back. We're going to give him everything that we can do from a medical standpoint. Again, this is a physical game, and it happens. You don't want to see it. You hate to see it. But, again, he's a talented young player that will bounce back and be as good as new when he gets back.
You hear broken bones and neck. It sounds very serious. How did it occur?
Yeah, it was a kick-out block, there was a violent collision, one of those freak things. And, again, we're pretty fortunate it wasn't worse, and it's just one of those deals about playing the game of football. And, you know, it's you hate to see it, but again, talked to him last night, you know, we're with him, we're supporting him, and like I said, young player with a great career ahead of him.
Clarence Hill, DLLS Cowboys. Can you talk about the depth at guard now with him out? Certainly, I don't know if it's Sadiq Charles option there, TJ Bass, Brock Coffin. Can you talk about those guys?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've got some pieces that we know we can move around. You moved a lot of those. You know, Brock Hoffman can play that spot. Sadiq's been a great addition. Love what he's doing. You'll see him playing inside some Clarence at guard. You'll see him playing some jumbo tight end. You know, we like to get the extra offensive lineman in the game some. That's been big for us. You know, maybe you see, you know, TJ Bass playing some center, some guard. Awesome. Richards might have to move in there some, but this is the time of year that you want to move those pieces around anyway. So it doesn't really change anything. It just gives an opportunity for some guys that were maybe a little farther down the depth chart to get more opportunities in a padded situation going against some top tier defensive talent.
How do you evaluate the energy and what you've got and what do you need to improve on today?
I thought it was very physical. I thought our guys did a nice job understanding what we call the thud tempo, which is that quick, you know, wrap and release where you're striking with your shoulder. I thought that was great. I thought the energy was really good. At the end of the day, we had too many guys on the ground. That normally happens. These guys have to learn. It's a process. They learn how to, when you strike, you can't, you know, you got to continue to move your feet. So, but all in all, it was good energy. The focus was really good. And the winning team came down to the bags. So those pre-practice bags, because the offense won the first rack, the defense won the second team period, the offense won the third, the defense won the fourth. So we had to go to the tiebreaker, which is always the bags. And the offensive coaches had better props, so they won.
Brian, Todd Archer with ESPN. Is that keeping track of all that stuff every day? Is there a running total in the team room?
Yeah, we score practice. You get points for different things. If it's normal D&D and it's a gain of 4 yards or more, the offense gets a point. If it's less than 4 yards, the defense gets a point. If it's a third or fourth down conversion, you know, the offense gets 2 points. Same thing if the defense stops them, 3 points for a touchdown, 3 points for a takeaway. And Tyler Boyles, my chief of staff, does a great job of keeping up with it. But we're always competing, and there's always going to be a winner and a loser. Defense won the first 2 days, and offense responded yesterday, and they got the victory.
Is that something that you've been coaching for 25, 30 years? Is that was always happening, or is that something that's kind of happened in the last 2 years?
That's something I learned from Pete. You know, I mean, like I said, the central theme of the program is what? Compete every day. And, you know, the scoring is kept, and it's usually going to be close, and there's always good give and take. And we have different ways of, you know, deciding who wins if it is a tie, because sometimes you'll have more than four periods, you know. So anytime it's an even number period, you got to go to something. Sometimes it'll be a shoot off, sometimes it'll be different things. But that was something Pete did, and again, he's a great competitor, and I think it adds something to practice because they want to win.
What was the prop that the coaches used?
A couple of the coaches had on the they wore shoulder pads, and then one of our coaches, who's one of the best. I'm a sucker for props, and so I like props. And, you know, one guy was doing the LeBron, so he was coming through and he was doing the LeBron, you know. And so all that stuff gets evaluated. Defense, you know, their bags were, man, they weren't great.
John Machado with The Athletic. What did you think of that brief period of time you got to watch Trayvon Diggs yesterday kind of working off to the side?
I thought it looked great to see him moving around. I was giving him a hard time because I think he's lost his ability to catch. So I'm really concerned that he won't be able to intercept the ball. But, no, I thought he looked really good. Love to see it. And, again, like I said, all these guys that are rehabbing, man, they're competing to get back and get back as fast as they can. But I love seeing that. And that's why I go over and watch and support, because I think it's important, you know, for them to know that I do care. And, you know, I thought he did a good job. And he's been dialed in. He's been communicating well and talking to the other guys, and that's what we want.
And then you guys, you blew the horn after the play to George Pickens. How do you decide and determine when practice will end?
Oh, the last play of practice?
Yeah,
yesterday we were on an hour 45-minute practice, and we were right at like an hour and 44, so I knew that was going to be the last play. Usually it's scripted. That was you know, a scripted period as well. And I think there was 3 or 4 plays we didn't get to with the twos. But we're mindful of the clock. You know, we usually stay pretty close to being on schedule. And we weren't behind, but, you know, we lost a little bit of time, earlier in the practice. So I just ended up cutting two or three. But yesterday was a cap. Today I think we're going 1:45, and it's a 2-hour cap, so we should be fine.
Nick Harris, Forward Star Telegram. Sometimes a change of scenery can really do guys some benefit. For Kyir Elam, what do you think about this setting and this environment has really worked out for him to perform the way he has?
He's been the same guy every day since he's got here, since we signed him. I'm talking about with the club first. He had a really good spring, but again, the spring you're restricted. So there's certain things you can't do. You don't have equal right to the ball in the spring. So now that changes. You're allowed to play the ball live, we call it, and finish through, bust the triangle and stuff like that as you guys learn your defensive back nomenclature. But he's been the same guy every day, and he's playing with confidence. And he's one of those guys that he's got elite feet, elite change of direction, but I see him growing in the mental side of it. I see him talking and studying splits with DA, David Overstreet II, and doing those things. And again, change of scenery helps a lot of people. A lot of people, you know, they go to a team and it doesn't work out, then they go somewhere else, and for whatever reason, it fits. Is it the culture? Is it the defense? Is it them going, well, hell, I don't ever want to be, you know, traded again? And I think some guys take it personal. I don't think Kyir took it personal, but I do think he's got a chip on his shoulder just because he wants to be a great player. And he's proven that so far over these first couple days. And but the consistency of it is what gets me excited.
Adeniji, we've seen a lot of him. He's making a good burn. What have you liked from him so far?
Yeah, big, powerful man. Uses his hands really, really well. He's one of those guys that, because of his size and width and things like that, he's hard to get around. If the speed rushers don't get him off the jump, it's hard for him because he's so big and strong. But he can anchor. He can absorb the bull rush and kind of sit down and stop movement in the run game. I mean, just a big, powerful man that can move people. You know, plays with good low pad level and gets his chin under the face mask, and he's able to lift people. So, again, kudos to the scouting department and what they've done in bringing some of these guys in. Because you just two guys you talked about, you know, Kyir and Hakeem.
Tommy Yarish, DallasCowboys.com. You detailed yesterday what you wanted to see from your running backs in their first day in pads. Did you get what you wanted out of that group, and who stood out to you?
Well, we have a lot of cold trickles. I learned that. We have a lot of guys that just drove through the smoke. Javonte had some great runs. Miles had some great runs. You know, we were running some gap schemes and things like that, and some, you know, we call them, you know, double team plays where you're not pulling people. And I mean, they hit it shoulder square, no fair dodging. Thought we popped some nice runs. I thought we did a really good job in the run game yesterday of moving some people. Jaden had a couple really explosive runs, which was good to see. We got him on the safety one time, and you know, the guy Phil Maffa, I'm starting to feel him. You know, I'm starting to feel Phil. You know, like, Phil's a guy who hasn't played football in a long time, you know, and so you're starting to feel him and you're seeing the talent, which gets you excited. And then I'm going to say it again. You guys don't have to write it down because I know you're tired of hearing about it, but Hunter Lepke is an incredible football player. He really is. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, just his instincts for the game and what he does and what he brings and the fact of being able to play three, four positions is incredible to me. And I can't say enough great things about him.
Can you give us a sign of his instinctive ability, like what you saw on the field, like he was supposed to go here, but notice he had to go there?
Yeah. I think it was the first period, Todd. I think you'll have to check it, but we run an outside zone play to our right, the offense's right, and basically he's supposed to block the support player, the strong safety, who started down. On the snap, the safety went running back because our defense does a really good job of disguising, and they rotate their shells and they change it up. And so he started down. So Hunter's thinking, okay, I gotta go block that guy. That's my assignment. And then the safety leaves, so he ends up becoming basically a surf player. So what he does, he gets around the end, and it was a jumbo tight end. I don't remember which one it was doing it. And he gets around the edge, and there's a little bit of color off the tight end because the defensive end's trying to set the edge. And he just very subtly, very simply shoots his left hand and puts the defensive end back onto the tight end because his threat wasn't there. And then he carries on to the second level and blocks his safety. It's like those things. It sounds easy, or maybe it doesn't. Maybe it doesn't sound easy. You guys are probably like, that sounds like a lot. But, you know, those things don't just happen. But the ability to go, okay, my guy's down. I start to go, nope, he's leaving. Okay, well, there's color. Let me shoot that color back on and then carry on to the next level. Like, when it's breathing and it's moving fast like that, that's not an easy thing. So that's a play you guys could definitely find probably out there on Twitter sphere or whatever it's called.
Joe White, Dallas Morning News. Quickly, was that a Miles Sanders run?
It was a Miles Sanders run. Yeah, around the edge. We actually captured the edge. Yeah, it was outside zone play. We captured the edge, large part because of him securing that. Miles got around the edge. Yep.
And then for a weekend again, what's the biggest difference you noticed in Tyler Guyton from last year to this year?
Confidence is one. I see him trying things, which is really good. I see him changing up his sets, doing different things, using his hands. You know, that comes from having a new set of tools in your toolbox. That's what we refer to it as, is a toolbox. You give players tools in their toolbox, which means they have ways of changing up their sets, their techniques. I can vertical set, I can jump set, I can you know, outside arm press, I can do different things. And he's trying those different things, which is good because it frustrates the defensive lineman because they can't get a tell. When you're a younger player, you're more like, okay, that's my guy, I gotta block Calvin, and so I'm just gonna set back here, and wherever he goes, I'm just gonna try to stay in front of him. But the fact that he's willing to try different sets and use those different toolboxes that Clayton and Connor have given him shows me that there's a confidence and that he's trusting the tools that he's being given. And usually what they all do is they figure out, hey, these two or three tools work really well for me, and those other two or three tools, those are kind of back burner.
Chess match between you and Matt Eberflus. Just to kind of further that question, how individualistic are you guys in terms of your play calling against each other? I know you're head coach too, but I mean, do you have no idea in what they're going to throw at you?
Well, when we do the move the ball period, which we'll do one, it'll be our last period today, yeah, we have no idea. It's just kind of literally we throw the personnel out there, we call the play offensively, and then he does what he does. When it's scripted, not that we know, but like I could look if I wanted to. But in terms of the chess match, I mean, I think, you know, again, right now their disguises are excellent. That's making us work. It's making the QBs have to take an extra split second to find it. I think, you know, yesterday we got after them pretty good in the run game, but they've done a nice job putting the lid on the coverage for us. We're having a hard time, which isn't unique. I mean, you're early in camp. Like I said, I've actually not let us throw routes on air throwing deep balls, but we're just a little off. Like we missed CD late on one. JT could have finished one. You know, I think AB made a hell of a play, busted the triangle. But in terms of that, the give and take, and of course you want to win, but it's not about the winning and the losing. It's more about, hey, are we getting good work? How's the tempo? How's the pace? Are we on top of our sticks awareness? And all the game management stuff comes into play.
Hey, Coach. Patrick Walker, DallasCowboys.com. You mentioned Andrew Booth. You told me in the initial press conference that the other side of the coin with having Savone and Trayvon on the injured list is that the younger guys would need to step up. Looks like Andrew.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Drew had the best day of camp so far for himself. What have you seen that was different yesterday than days previously, and what are you expecting to see from him going forward?
Well, the answer is yes. He's playing same thing as Guyton. I see a confidence. You know, I see a guy that, again, David Overstreet II, incredible coach. Just the footwork, the technique, the things that he teaches is outstanding. But I see these guys that when you're playing corner and you see something, you have to trust your instincts or your preparation. Hey, I see this split. I see the quarterback. I'm reading through, keying my three-step. I see what's happening. Okay. And when they hesitate, that's usually when the ball gets completed. Thing other than that I've seen from AB is the ability to contest, knock away contested catches. He's doing a great job of busting the triangle. The one that he got to GP early when he shouldn't have done that, I think that was him. But, I mean, yesterday I think he was the one on JT. We throw a go ball. JT's trying to stack the guy. AB's there. JT goes up trying to use late hands, and, you know, AB kept fighting. I think he actually, JT started to come down with it, and, again, he just kept playing to the whistle. So, you know, when you see corners like ours right now that are playing with confidence and they're triggering fast, that's a good thing. It means that they're confident and they've got a good feel for what they're doing.
Mike Leslie, WFA. Yesterday we talked with Tyler Buckley, and he had a great line about how playing offensive line is like doing algebra in a fist fight. Is that messaging that comes from you guys? Is that something that maybe comes from his time at Alabama? Did he come up with that by himself?
Yeah, sure. You'd have to. I don't know that one. I like it. What was it? You're playing out, doing algebra in a fist fight. All right, I'm going to take that one. Algebra, fist fight. Okay.
In the scope of all the things that an offensive lineman obviously has to do, what have you liked about his early goings?
I'm going to say first his demeanor. You know, the way the guy approaches the game, the physical nature, the nastiness that he plays with is great. There's some fundamental stuff in the run game that you just can't teach that the guy does because of his size, his length, and the power that he has in his body. I like how he's being challenged right now with the wide three technique, the attack front that we play. Like, we're forcing him to try to get comfortable being uncomfortable, playing in space. And that's, of course, a Matt Eberflus, Rod Marinelli deal where you want to play wide. But, you know, obviously we made the move the other day, but the way he responded, you know, to being put down on the second team, that shows you, man, he's wired the right way and he's got the right stuff. And he came back yesterday. I thought he had a really, really good day. And part of the success that we had yesterday in the run game was some of the double teams and fits that he was creating in there with our tackles and BB and all that stuff.
The deep ball routes on air, yeah. Take me through what's the thinking there. Why not?
So in routes on air, you have, you know, a few minutes. Usually we script four things for the receivers that we want to work on, and they're going. It's just because it's still early in camp and the guys are getting their legs on underneath them, throwing go balls and then coming back and throwing a post in routes on air, it's not smart. You just worry early on in camp about potential soft tissue, things like that. Those will begin to get added in as we go. And usually the deep ball takes the longest. I mean, that's the thing. The ball travels the farthest. You got to throw it more accurately. You got to have a guy that goes and gets it, and a lot of things go into it. But, yeah, we recognize the fact that we need to get better at that. So you'll see those being sprinkled in a little bit more. We call it RVAs, routes versus air. Some people call it routes on air. But you'll see a little bit more deep balls mixed in there as we go.
Pat. Hey, Brian. Pat Doney with NBC5 in Dallas. The pre-practice energy, the running through the bags, everybody's going crazy. I've also noticed you walking through and talking to every single player as they stretch. Why does that matter to you? Why are you going out of your way to make sure that all of these guys get to know you personally as well during that?
Connection. I care about these guys. I love them. I want to see them do well. I ask them sometimes, hey, what are you working on today? How are you being intentional? What fundamental? What are you trying to improve on from yesterday? What's your mindset? Some of them are very brief, some of them are a little bit longer, but again, this is my family. So, you know, if I walk in the house and my kids are there and my wife, I'm going to walk up to them and give them a shoddy shake or whatever that's being called, and I'm going to give them a hug, but it's the connection piece.
It's not new. It's been happening for months, but the Milton flip, I mean, do you still take a second when you would see that and just say, wow, that this is a guy in full pads doing a flip on the field? What are your thoughts on?
I'm used to it now, but absolutely. It's still, when I watch it, it's still pretty impressive. I just don't want Dak to get any ideas.
Sydney.
I want to bring you back to Hunter Lepke. What of his skill set reminds you of some of the great players that you've gotten to coach in your career?
Start with the instincts. Start with the physicality, pad level. Versatility is incredible. Do you guys know why he wears number 40? You guys ever asked him that? Say it. Tell him. Mike Allstock. So here's a guy that, again, idolized Mike Allstock growing up. That's why he wears number 40. But, boy, he's very different than Mike. Mike was a great player, certainly. But the things that we can do with Hunter, starting because of the versatility, the physicality, so smart. I mean, football instincts are off the charts. I think a guy a little bit with a chip on his shoulder. He won't say much. He's pretty quiet. But he's got something to prove. Mike was bigger. Mike seemed thicker than he was. And I never saw, like, Mike play in line as a tight end. You know, I mean, Hunter plays in some of our 11 personnel stuff as a tight end. Like, he's a wide tight end. He's a fullback. Mike played fullback, halfback. He did some of that stuff. But probably the versatility of playing in line as a tight end and things like that. Of course, I don't know Mike Allstott that well. And like I said, he's a great player. But it's more of the fact that, you know, Hunter looks up to him and he works on his craft every day, and he goes out there with an intentionality and an intensity that's cool to watch.
Nicole Hutchison, Dallas Cowboys TV. Do you have an update on Brevin Spanford? I saw him go into the tent to get evaluated, and kind of a second part question is, I saw John Stevens get some opportunities in place of him. Just what are you seeing from him in terms of confidence, just considering he has kind of his seasons have been derailed due to injuries?
Yeah, I'll talk about Brev first. Yeah, has an ankle. Looks like it's going to be a couple weeks. Nothing we're overly concerned about, but John Stevens is, we're ramping him back up into practice. We're being smart with what we do. He is chomping at the bit a little bit, like I talked about Sam Williams. You know, we all know the talent that he has, but again, to talk about the work ethic and what this guy had to persevere and fight through, and, you know, anybody that's ever been injured and then injured twice in 2 years, like, just the mental anguish that you go through. I mean, this young man, you know, I can't say enough great things about him and his work ethic and what he did with our trainers and Jim and Britt Brown and you know Harold Nash and his staff. Like, he hasn't missed a day. And what's cool for me as Dak was rehabbing is watching the influence that a veteran player like Dak has on a John Stevens, Nate Thomas, Vaughn. You know, I mean, like, that's what I like, is I like when the veterans, and not take Dak's name out of it, doesn't matter, but when they really become interested in the success of their younger teammates, that's when something's clicked from a culture standpoint.
Brad Sham, 105.3, The Fan. When you talk about a guy with the unusual versatile skill set of Lepke, at what point do you have to figure out how best to you? Can you get lost in the versatility and not wind up using him the best way to use him, whatever that is?
Yeah, I could say the answer would be you hope that never happens. When you get into a game plan situation, Brad, it's a little cleaner. Like right now, we're literally just installing plays. Install one, install two. Today is install five, I think. So, you know, everything now is scripted. But in a game, it's pretty tight. You know, but what it does give you is if there is injuries, he can fill so many holes. So he's so valuable because he's great on special teams. He's a great fullback. He's a talented runner. He's a good tight end. He can catch the ball in the backfield. He can do all these different things. And so, therefore, he can bail you out in a lot of spots, and you don't lose really much because he's such a talented young man. But you guard against that. But I think really when you get into the season, it doesn't happen very often because it's very specific. Right now we've got plays that are up out of four personnel groupings. You could run from 11, 21, 12, whatever it is. When you get into the game, it's going to be one or two things, and that's it.
Kyle Yeomans, Cowboys TV. You mentioned yesterday the importance of 11 personnel and the benefits of that versus running.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
9-on-7 or 7-on-7. What did you learn from the first practice of really working the run game in 11-on-11? And was the Hunter Lipke play that you talked about earlier an example of why that is beneficial?
Yes, I would say what jumped out of me yesterday was the way our receivers blocked in the run game. And the fans are going, oh, great, they're blocking. But we're going to run the damn ball. You ain't got to worry about that. We're going to run the football. So, but, like, we had a play. We were in a little tight, condensed bunch set, and it was Jalen Cropper at the point, and I think it was Trayshawn outside of him, and we had to basically go double inside to get to an inside piece. And I mean, Crop went flying in there and just struck the guy and did an unbelievable job. Like, to be a great football team, it's got to be selfless, and receivers have to block. And that jumped out at me yesterday. But you don't get that, to your point, you don't get that 907. They're over there running their routes and putting their wristbands on and fixing their gloves, checking their headbands and all that. It's like, hey, let's go get some dirty work done.
Yeah.
There you go, Brian Schottenheimer, right here on 105.3 of the Fan. Coming up next, we can react to that, of course, and do some Wanker of the Weekend. All of it crammed into the next segment right here on 105.3 of the Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 the Fan. Before we chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation, let's do a little Wanker of the Weekend, 877-881-1053. Who was the best at being the worst this weekend? I'm going to go to cut number 8. Is this fair? Is it Chris Carey? I want you to keep in mind, this is a home run. Take it away.
1-2 pitch. High in the air, deep to right. That ball is foul. Or gone.
That ball was absolutely launched. Law Dog posing him up at the dish. He knew it off the bat. It was just a matter of how far.
I love the immediate. No, actually, that was crushed. Like, yeah. That was, I love how he went from, it was foul. I mean, oh, it's gone. And he was like, yeah, Everybody knew it was gone except for you.
And I do appreciate that, and you could see Lawrence Butler watch it go, and it was like in right center. It was nowhere near the foul pole.
Mm-hmm.
But Chris said, I totally lost it in the lights. No excuses. Unfair to Butler and our fans, and I messed up as badly as I did. Completely and totally on me. Wish I could have it back, but that's baseball. I apologize, and I will be better for tomorrow. And that makes me ease up because it was a bad call, but straight away is like, oh, yeah.
Kevin, that's on me. You recently went to a Dodgers game.
That is true with you.
At said Dodgers game. How many home runs were about to be hit in that game?
Dude, there were multiple shots to like maybe medium, if not shallow, right and left field that everyone got off their feet. And they're like, oh! Especially Shohei. And you're just like, that's like 100 feet away from being a home run.
Shallow fly balls. And everybody's like, oh, my, it's gone. It is difficult to judge it sometimes, but those guys seem to usually have it pretty right.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what must have been a distraction for him.
Oh, man. From the 214, I'm so glad this person brought this up because I saw this stat. The Giants are the wankers of the weekend. They went 0-23 with runners in scoring position.
Mm.
That obviously led to a catastrophic series with the Mets, but I saw the little blurb was like, oh, yeah, they went 0-7 tonight with runners in scoring position. Ooh. And then it goes, they 0-23 in the series with runners in scoring position. I was like, yikes.
Are you embarrassed? Never.
That is, man, that is freaking brutal.
Not this version of the Rangers.
No.
What I'm saying. An older version,
couple,
maybe.
Like yeah. a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Now, this one is tremendous. NBA history account tweeted out, let's wish Karl Malone a happy birthday. Now,
was that the day that was the day that Hulk died?
Yeah, and I'm still, I think it's Sean Hudgens who is the one who taught me
two things, white pants.
That's right.
Yeah.
And look it up. And Karl Malone, who knocked up a 13-year-old and then claimed the kid wasn't his. So Wemby didn't make this response, the NBA history account. But keep in mind, Victor Wembanyama retweeted this response about Karl Malone's birthday.
What? Oh, no. See, that's what we not about to do. Police, lock his ass up. Yes, you need to be under the jail. Like, what? What'd you say? Yeah, arrest him immediately.
Okay, that's amazing that somebody in the league... And like Karl Malone is a great all-time player, but that is pretty awful. And NBA history is shouting him out, and they're like, no, 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 I'm not having this.
Wimby have that kind of pull?
I mean, I don't know if he does, but I love it. I love it. All right. Now, that's not good.
No.
Neither was the last story. But might I tell you that Xu Xiao Han was the real wanker of the weekend?
Tell me how.
Han fought this fella by the name of Kushal Vyas. Han was making his mixed martial arts debut at the, as Alec probably already guessed, the Mongolian Heroes MMA event. His opponent, Vyas, had lost a fight to somebody back in December of 2022 in 8 seconds. That was just the start of his woes.
It's like riding a bull.
Yes. And he had lost 14 straight times. And all of the 13 of those losses came in the first round. For his career, he'd had 27 fights. He had been knocked out in the 15 of them. So this is a terrible, terrible fighter. Stopped Han via an armbar. Is Han the true wanker of the weekend for losing to somebody who had lost 14 straight fights and had not won an MMA fight in 4.5 years? Now, I do believe that's more recently than Conor McGregor has won an MMA fight, but still, does that make him the ultimate wanker of the weekend?
Yeah, you're not supposed to lose to that guy. That guy's sent in for you to defeat.
Because that was that other dude's debut. They set you up with Glass Joe so you would win, and then you got stopped by Glass Joe.
Sometimes, though, Kevin, it's like you know, you overlook the opponent. You know, and I think maybe his training—he was just focused on other things instead of that.
I mean, all the other things except for that. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's go back out to Oxnard so we can chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
The pitch is hit back up the middle and through into center field. Garcia scores. Langford coming home. Carter makes it to third. It's a two-run single for Josh Young, and the Rangers now lead 7-1.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. The Rangers are 8-1 in the second half thus far and won 6 straight. Also, Cal Raleigh has overtaken Aaron Judge as the new favorite for American League MVP. Also, Cortland Sutton did get his contract extension with the Broncos, 4 years, $92 million. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, let's take you back out to Oxnard to chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is ya?
Heggy, we are rolling. How the heck are you?
Man, we're doing great. I did want to know. I know y'all are out there to talk, learn, and see all things Cowboys. Have you been enthralled by the Christian Wilkins situation at all? And the latest updates or faux updates or whatever you think about it?
I mean, I was enthralled, I believe. Is that the word you use?
Yes,
I would. Okay, so I got off the plane. I jumped in the Uber, and I was tracking that the majority of the way up here to Oxnard. And then rendezvous with Wolchuk and Chia Fall there at the hotel, and it was probably most of the conversation for the 10 or 15 minutes on our way over here. So, yeah, you know, I do wonder, like, how many teams have a weirdo like this? You hear about the Charles Haley story. You heard about Aaron Hernandez and Gronk encouraging him 10 years ago in New England. I wonder how common it is to have to put up with some of this BS. I know, and it would be terrifying if it's the biggest, toughest son of a gun in the locker room like Wilkins probably has been most of his life. Because what do you do about that as a man? You know, if this stuff is right, I think weaponize? Try to get buddies? Try to get the GM to release him? I don't know what you do.
I really don't know. Eric Wolchuk, I think it was Eric who chuckled a little bit. How locked in are you on this?
Yeah, I'm pretty locked in. I think this is one of the crazier, goofier, funnier, holy smoke stories we've seen in a while. This is a guy that has a bit of a track record. You know, he was kind of hiding in plain sight over the years with the way that he likes to. He likes to do a little bit of zesty stuff. He's doing the splits. He's doing the gooch grab in the dog piles, even dating back to college. Right. So he's just that kind of guy. And I can totally understand why his teammates would be off put by that. Right. I mean, come on. Nobody wants to get kissed on the forehead. By a random dude like that.
You know, if he's on my team and he has taken that fight to the opposition, I'm just going to be like, don't ask, don't tell. But once it comes inside this locker room, we got a major problem.
Yeah, you do that to the opponent, right?
Yeah.
You do the gooch grabbing under the pile to the opponent in the name of winning, of victory.
Intimidation.
Right? That's what that is. But you don't take that into the locker room.
No.
This is next level.
Maybe Sean and RJ would, but
I would imagine do you think he's definitely a towel flicker on the ass guy?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's too PG for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
A little dirtier.
Maybe a towel to the front, you know?
Oh,
might be more
his
speed.
Yeah.
Turn around here. Let me get you.
Tallywhackers.
He tries to get that in between. He tries to floss you a little bit with it.
Okay.
Yeah, tries to go Ralph Regan. Yeah. Here, let me help you.
Oh, man. As long as we're talking team camaraderie, you just said something about Sean and RJ. I heard Sean said it was a ceasefire this morning. Are you guys bonding? Do you believe you will out in Oxnard?
We're always
absolutely
bonded in some way, shape, or form. But Brian, I mean, they keep stoking the flames a little bit.
Yeah, there's no reason to even try and be friendly to those guys at all. None. Absolutely none.
Yeah, it's a shame. I want a ceasefire. You know, I
want to keep going.
Yeah, I know.
I think we can end this.
I don't.
I think we can end this. I think we can destroy their will to compete.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
yes!
all about.
Yes.
The ball down their throat.
Yeah, I you know what? Hey, Shotty's got me fired up. He told me yesterday he's doing no 9-on-7 to run the football. I said, you're an idiot. There's no team ever. And he went out there, like, in the first 9 plays, that team, 11-on-11, he ran the football. I said, you know what? He might have figured out something I never knew about. I'm going to that same energy right now. I'm going to end this today with these guys.
Let's go. Yeah. I think Choppy was alleging that he was going to try and hop on the air and lay down his sword.
He wanted to jump on with us after they were saying how sensitive our show is. I don't think there's anybody that's more sensitive than RJ, though. I think he's the one that's really prolonged this the most, and he won't let it go. He tries to pretend that he's all hard on the outside.
Mm.
But soft and mushy and very sensitive.
He is kind of mushy.
I think we're going to have to handle this like real men and just not say anything else about it. Let it let it simmer. Let it stew. And because no, I don't.
You're with the wrong guy. Then
I don't. I know.
This happened.
I know. You've really complicated matters. In my plans, but it's fine because you know it takes a village or something like that. But you know it is difficult to accept like a truce or a white flag when they're saying, "Well, I guess we better do this because they're so sensitive."
Yeah.
Mm. You know. Now it feels like this isn't a white flag I want to receive.
Yeah.
You know, because you're like, oh, here's sensitive man. You know what? Screw you.
I like what you're doing here, Dawson.
Just sit with your guilt. Sit with your decision. I'll sit with whatever you're blaming me of.
Yeah.
Okay? It's fine. But we don't need to talk about this or have any apologies towards us.
Man, it sounds like it's going to be a fire show. What do you guys? What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
we're going to have Sean and RJ on and hang out and talk football. It'll be fun. We just saw those guys. We were dapping it up down there on the sideline. They're going to be back up here as soon as practice is over. Talking, of course, we're going to go 3 live, 3 wide here coming up right out of the gates with practice going on. I think it's going to be a full hour of team.
Yeah.
And you're going to have Flippin' Broadus on the turf breaking it all down for you.
Football. No better place to get it than the station that's actually in Oxnard. 105.3 The Fan, the G-Bag Nation. Love it, love it, love it. Roll home with them. Come back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Good night, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.